Alright, man, we'll go do this before Craig House.
Yeah! This one goes out to all my wizards!
Professor from Calarian Community College.
This is worldwide.
You can't beat me, so you wanna be me?
This is Bubby.
Patreon account, donate a dollar,
go check out all of our social media, Facebook, Instagram,
Twitter,
the PM me, man, all them fucking pussy pics.
Yeah, it's all dick pics.
Fuck it, man, send the dick pics too, man.
Zerbos. Parking lot.
Oh, yeah.
Parking lot.
Shit, you know why? Because I'm the real deal. You can't beat me, so you want to be me? Always the innovator.
Vape Daddy 69.
I bet you Mick won't get an oil, he'll fucking vape.
Wow.
Probably. Hey, you know how I'm going to snort you? Parking lot's going to vape you, bro, when you die.
Ooh.
I'm pretty sure I can figure out a way to infuse
that shit
you
up with some vegetable oil and some buttercream.
Just tell me you want some of my body fat, man. You can mix it in with the oil.
Nah, see, that's going to taint the flavor. That's just going to taint the flavor, man.
You can taste Earl Grey.
Your hair's going to turn all gray.
Hey, I'll be okay with it. Hey, every time he takes a puff of me, man, I'm going to turn more and more into him.
Yeah. No. You'll be dead. You'll be dead because you're going to be cremated.
I'm going to transfer my essence into him by vape.
Oh. He's gonna take the fucking that.
I'm gonna take the form of Earl Grey.
Dicks. Welcome to the Cardboard Crack House. This is Earl Grey.
It's Mr. Worldwide Dolly.
Depressed Biffo.
Parking lot.
Depressed Biffo.
Speaking of,
did you hear what happened today?
Oh,
actually, yeah. Happened last night.
So, man, we lost it.
You gotta put some hot sauce in your burrito, boy.
I got some hot sauce in my burrito, baby. You don't know who died?
Because you know you look good
to me.
No,
who died? What did I miss? I haven't watched. I don't watch news.
He's white.
You like the movie Friday?
Yeah.
Craig's dad died for him.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, son of a bitch.
77, my guy.
Witherspoon.
Oh, man.
I was going to say Reese Witherspoon.
Hey, you wish, motherfucker. That fucking bitch.
That's some bitch.
Some stupid ass movies, man.
You know, Granddad from the Boondocks.
Hey, yeah, okay, yeah.
Reese Witherspoon, you down with her?
Nah, bro.
Not anymore.
I never
did that shit. What was she in? The one with the... She's like a virgin.
Are you down with Christina Ricci?
Yeah, I'm down with her for sure. So
I fucked that bitch right up.
But no, they made a movie about her where
what, American Virgin?
She's like a virgin and like what the fuck is her name? Michelle Geller or Sarah Michelle Geller? I think that's her name.
Was it
Buffy?
Yeah,
yeah,
Buffy.
Yeah, Buffy. Yeah. What's that movie called, Tony?
Which one?
That one.
Those are the type of movies that I don't watch, man. Those are gross.
Yeah,
are
I know. Bro. God forbid it hit the theater. Right. You know?
Fucking chick flick? What the fuck?
No, it's not a chick flick. It's like
a revenge psycho fucking
thing. Yeah.
It's like Poison Ivy, but shittier.
It's not a B-rated.
See, the last movie I remember her in was a chick flick. And yeah, I ended up watching that. What was it? Sweet Home Alabama?
Oh, my God.
That was the last one I remember.
Yeah,
and that was what 2008. Like
it had Bongo player in there, Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, there we go.
Oh, with him too.
Yeah, yeah, don't ask
like,
me how
that was
I know.
The last one I remember.
How
her
do you
in.
Know?
I actually watched that movie.
Oh, you.
I mean,
how we all got.
I'm white, so same. I mean,
yeah. You know. Were you watching with a female?
Yeah, of course. No, why would I watch alone?
No, he wasn't.
Were you watching with a woman?
Yes, I was.
Oh man,
it was her idea.
Call him bullshit.
You guys vaping together, sweet home?
No, hell no.
Fucking
none.
Parking lot?
Nope, never. None of them ever.
Oh, man. All right, so we got some news today. We got some news today.
I like
it's
news.
It's Commander Wednesday.
Is it? It
next is. Year is going to be Commander 2020.
It's all about
well,
that Commander.
Look forward to. I'm glad.
Hey,
I feel
what,
like
man?
I got into Commander at a good time, huh?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
You jumped
yeah,
on huh? board just at the right time. Just like we're jumping off. Or jumping on board 93-94.
At the right time.
No.
No?
We should have jumped on it 2 years ago when shit was
in,
a lot.
In 1994, we should have hit it up.
I mean, realistically, yeah. Should have been jumped on in 94.
How
but,
much Commander product was coming out a year before?
Look, there was no Commander Anthology this year.
No. Nope.
Okay, we just got to C-19. Most of the sets had Commander cards in it. Okay, so that could be considered, you know, Commander stuff.
No, no.
But
well,
the year before, we had Anthology, which had...
reprints from the...
Four decks.
They were complete, like, reprints. Like
yeah, 100% reprints.
That doesn't even fucking count. That's like, here's some shit that we already had done.
Well, yeah, but the thing is they actually reprinted some
the high
money,
end,
higher
the high-end
decks.
You're talking, like, the decks that were sitting at, like, a bill.
100 bills.
100 bills.
100 bills.
Yeah,
100 bills.
Bills. Yeah.
So it was pure value.
Yeah, it was a good product to buy.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
See, we can't say pure value no more because nowadays you're like, man, it's all about the value.
All about
who,
value.
Me?
Yeah. I don't put value on nothing, dude. Other than it's like a free soda after I buy six or some bullshit. No.
All the fucking value.
But no, the Commander product didn't seem like it came out like too crazy. Now I feel like I'm buying shit just for a Commander. Like I bought the Commander, the C-19 shit for a card. I bought the fucking Brawl deck for a fucking card.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know? That's exactly what being a Commander player is.
So what's happening in 2020?
Lots and lots of bullshit.
Yeah, that's happening
bullshit.
In 2020.
God damn, that's
it's already going to be 2020, bro.
Hey, the Mayan calendar, shouldn't we be dead by now?
No, see what happened
we're
is
dead a long time
no,
ago.
We died on that day, December whatever 21st. We all died. We just don't know it. We're just like on a different fucking plane, man.
So you're telling me this is limbo, and I'm Satan. I'm putting
no, we're just on a different timeline, man.
Different timeline. We got saved.
We're on different timeline.
When you fell asleep that day,
personally,
didn't wake up,
I blame the architects that dug out the site. They ruined the calendar at that time.
Ooh.
And a piece broke off,
no,
and now we don't know what actually
happens.
You talk about the reptilians that fucking mind boggle everybody into
no, the reptilians ditched us a long time ago. They bounced
Aztec universe.
They bounced pre-2000. They were like, yeah, no, they're fucking lost. Fuck this shit. We're out. That's
so
why the aliens won't come back.
It's fifth Earth. Yeah, I know. That's what I'm talking about. No, what it would have been? No, we're on the third cycle, isn't it? From the Mayan calendar. Why
so,
you guys even trusting
so
my people,
hey,
man?
Hey, so this is third Earth from Thundercats.
Yeah, why you even trusting my people, man? We would fucking kill people and sacrifice them for what? That doesn't count.
Soccer, old form of soccer.
Yeah, so that's
that's literally it. Soccer
no.
based off
hey,
of a head rolling
cool?
game.
I was watching on TV the other day the fucking Colosseum, bro. The Roman Colosseum. Them fools would just throw people up against lions and shit. And you could just go out there and watch like a baseball game.
Yeah, that was entertaining.
Hey, that one fucking Aztec ball thing that they play with their hip, where they have to keep the fucking ball going for the fucking hoop.
And they killed the winners.
Yeah.
Not the losers. The winners die.
Oh, that's backwards.
No, because I guess if you won, then you're fucking chosen to go whatever. Yeah, man. Whatever you believe.
Oh, so you wanted
to
die.
The fucking thing was, man, it was a sack of fucking, like, sand, dude. It was like a hacky sack. And it keeps sitting in the same spot on your fucking hip. You know, that shit's going to hurt, dog.
Yeah, that's true.
But
imagine if magic was like that, bro.
We'd have a lot less people.
LSV would be a god, bro. An Aztec god. LSV.
Man,
Quattle.
If hold on.
LSV Quattle.
If if you're telling me if magic was physical, he would be a god. He wouldn't even be playing.
That's true. I guess so.
He wouldn't be in the game.
All right, we're off topic. We're talking about Commander.
Come on, man.
Let's get Commander and shit.
You know, it's like those slap fucking tournaments.
Dude, we should have LSV drawn like as a fucking Aztec god holding the naked woman. You know how the ones at the Panaderia fucking calendars? Like that, dude. That'd be fucking... It's Gabby Sparks naked holding him, but like he's all like a fucking with
don't
the fucking
to have
headdress
the dick
flopped and everything.
Out
and
from
then underneath
skirts.
Is him as a pachuco in a zoot suit.
No. It's like that, but then it says La Chano Fireball Panaderia or something like that. Every time. Hey, DJs, get on that shit. I want an Aztec.
Man, our fucking
LSV.
Listener base is so white.
I want
man,
an Aztec LSV holding a naked Gabby Sparks on a mountain. Hey, you remember like Blood and Blood Out? I'll draw you all feet, man, right here, dude. Like that. Yeah. Draw you like an Aztec princess. Like that. All right, so it's Commander 2020.
So, all right, so all the bullshit came from...
Ooh, puppet, I want that female.
Three people.
You can't let it go.
I can't, man.
I'm trying so hard.
You bring out the beater in me,
I know,
bro.
Well, I know that's what you used to kick it with. All right, parking lot, what happened now?
Command Zone and the god stepfather of... Magic or Commander Gavin Verhey came together to announce all the shit for Commander for 2020.
It all starts
with the pre-release for Ikora Lair of the Behemoths on April 24th.
Man, that's like fucking 6 months from now.
Yeah, I know, right?
Hey, man, guess what? We're putting out Commander product in fucking 2030.
Yeah.
Seems like forever. What the fuck are they doing?
It seems like forever. That's so true. But here's the thing. We're getting a fuck ton of Commander decks this year.
Oh, yeah?
That's just the beginning. But let's go down the list of order of release.
I got a feeling with the way they're producing the products, man, we're going to be getting two Commander decks every new set.
Yeah, yeah. It seems like it.
You'll find out.
Here we go.
Spoiler alert.
During the pre-release for Ikora... Lair of Behemoths, which is April 24th, is when that pre-release starts. We will get 5 new Commander decks. Not 4. We're going back to 5. We have no idea what the fuck's going to be
in it. Which is good. You know
were
what?
They monocolored?
I liked when we were doing 5.
Were those monocolored back in the day? Or were they all...
The last 5 set was monocolored.
Was monocolored, yeah. But they used to be, you know, 3-color, 2-color, whatever. They used to be a wide variety. But when we get to Ikora, we will have 5 Commander decks... with 71 new Commander cards. That's up from, I think, the usual 35 to 45-ish that we get in the last few Commander sets that we've had.
So we're averaging about 12 new cards a deck?
Something like that, yeah. It's good. They're kicking it up a notch. Up to 71 new cards was the number they gave us.
Yeah, like fucking 40.
And so, but that's all we know. We know now the pre-release date for Ikora, which we didn't even have that yet.
Wait a minute, you said Ikora...
Ikora, Lair of Behemoths, the set.
Remember.
There's going to be...
It's going to be the new set. That's that one standalone set just before Theros.
Just after Theros.
Or just
so
after Theros.
So
Theros is dropping January 24th of 2020.
So we're getting 5 decks, but with a standard set.
With a standard set.
Oh, okay.
The themes are going to be...
Kind of like how we got the Brawl decks for... Throne of Eldraine's the same thing.
Yeah, so they are going to be decks loosely related to the set, that standard set. Characters going to cross over back and forth, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, I don't know. Commander sets based on a
standard
set.
Kind of weird, huh?
that's not a Brawl set, which they just did. So that's where I'm lost. Like, so when are they doing Brawl sets on top of all this?
The next one after that, dude. They're probably going to rotate them, I bet you.
I bet you Theros is going to have a Brawl set.
Well, here we go. Now let's hop to the second quarter. I'm going to guess roughly in July when Zendikar Rising comes out.
Fuck, we're back.
We're getting...
July?
So, that's my guess. Second quarter, that seems to be...
Take me back to fucking Alara, not fucking Zendikar.
They've
gone to Zendikar twice, right?
Well, you know what they said, man. Fucking
Zendikar, Battle for Zendikar.
Morrow said that they're not going to produce fucking Fetchlands for a while.
No, man. Seth better not Saffron Olive guarantee us there would be Fetchlands when we return to Zendikar.
That fool straight said guarantee. And that fool's head's bigger than anything, dude. I bet you he knows everything,
so,
bro.
So with Zendikar Rising, we're going to get two new commander decks. But, there's a big-ass but, there's only going to be three new cards per deck. Which means those commander decks will be entirely reprints outside of what the blind guess is, the face commander plus the two alternate commanders.
So basically what they're doing is they're going to take a Brawl deck, slap a new commander on it, make it 100 fucking cards, and give us three new cards.
Yeah, so that's what they're going to get. You know how I just thought about it, like, when they're going to rotate Brawl in? Like, they don't have to because the standard is getting released. Do you think they'll put Brawl cards in the standard set?
Well,
Brawl cards are legal in standard.
No, but like a your commander does this or...
Those do not have any effect.
Did they do that in
Eldraine?
Was there like a card in Eldraine that was like your commander colors or this or anything like that? No, huh?
No.
Okay, so never mind.
Arcane Signet.
Arcane
that was
Signet.
Only in the Brawl deck, right?
Keep in mind, Arcane Signet, Command Tower are technically standard legal, but they have no effect in the game because standard does not have a commander.
Okay.
Simple as that.
So they're going to... Okay.
So... We've got two more decks coming when July-ish is my guess for Zendikar
Rising.
Yeah,
like seven decks already.
So when is it?
July.
That's my guess.
Q2.
For second quarter. Ugh. There is no date.
You know what that means, right?
What?
It's going to be the nasty shit that's going to be in Vegas.
Yep.
Oh, it is, huh?
Yeah.
Well, we'll have two new fucking commander products coming out in Vegas. Or at least around Vegas.
That's a fucking letdown, dude. Especially for, like, the biggest set. Like, at least this one we had the full four. And not only that, those are going to have, what, three cards?
Three new cards. That's it.
That's some trash, dude.
And they're guaranteed
it's gonna
to
be all
from the new set.
Reprints. Also, no, we already have been given some reprints coming in Zendikar for the Commander decks. It was released during their release video. Secure Tribe Elder, Cultivate, and Harmonize. Because Gavin Vary has got a stick up his ass for green.
No, he just has something up his ass. And ain't stick.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Didn't you guys tell me they're going to do like Commander Fests now?
There is Commander Fests. Yeah.
So maybe they're going to finish off. That's probably why they don't give a shit about that. Maybe they'll do releases on that shit.
The timings might stack up. We don't know.
You know what I mean?
The Commander Fests announced are
through
the end of the year.
August is...
The Commander Fest, right?
Is Vegas for us. So, we don't know if it's going to coincide with this third quarter or whatever the fuck it is bullshit. It might.
But we don't know. Yeah,
it's all speculation. When we come around to the third quarter, you guys remember them signature spell books?
Yeah, those didn't fucking go.
You remember how we got, what, two now?
Jace and Gideon.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, see, I think they're done with it now. I think that's all we're going to get is just the two. They should, but
well,
I don't think we're
going to. Well, these are planeswalker-based. This third one is colored-based.
Commander Collection Green is what it's being called. 8 cards. It's due out sometime in the third quarter. They say middle of next year, whatever the fuck that means. But what's going to be different is that with the Commander boxes that we have that we know
the spell books.
You open up a pack, you get the 8 guaranteed cards plus one random foil.
Yeah.
Not going to be the same case. You can either buy the 8 non-foil set or the 8 foil sets.
Well, why would you even buy the...
The full set's going to be fucking more money.
Yeah. I mean, I know, but I mean...
Uh-oh, right?
And oh, that, but are they going to be the shitty fucking foils that...
Yes.
Of course they are.
Ah, dude.
From the vault foiling.
That's shit. So I remember you guys always talking your shit about like, oh, it's from the vault foiling. I was like, this is some shit. And then I was like,
here's
that can't
thing.
Be that bad. And when I got a Jace one, I was like, what the fuck? It's like a sticker.
We're getting how many cards in the set? Eight?
Eight cards in those little
eight
boxes.
Eight cards. So let me see. What can they reprint
Food
in
chain.
Green?
Food chain.
No. You're looking at Sylvan Library.
Probably not. Sylvan Library already got it. They've already posted that that Yisan the Wanderer Bard already is it. So he's one of...
Well, they eliminated that. Gavin already eliminated it from being an option. And in that product.
His artwork
the art
is going...
is there.
The artwork is there, but it's not going to be
it's
based
off
of him.
It's art of him, but it's not him. It's his spell. Whatever his spell is.
Yay.
But here's the thing.
Hey,
I'm looking,
I'm looking
at green
cards. Make
sure
you watch your pronouns, bro. You
well,
know
we know that they just said...
I think it's a dude.
Hey, shut up. You know, we had three. Mm-hmm. Cultivate, Haro, and what else?
Secure Tribe Elder.
I guarantee you, one of those three, if not two of those three, is going to be in that fucking signature spell book.
All three.
All three.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah.
It, so it's going to be all no sense. Creatures, you don't think?
They're going to reprint an expensive card in there.
Craterhoof.
They might give you a Berserk.
No.
They won't give you a Berserk. Fuck.
I don't see why not.
Because it's not a commander staple.
Yeah, it doesn't
Craterhoof.
See commander play.
Craterhoof.
Too expensive.
Not really. They're only 20-some-odd bucks.
Too expensive.
So what do you think? It's like some $10 bullshit?
Probably.
Yeah. So I don't know. I'm not confident in that at all. My guess is it's going to land between September and October.
They should do collection mana rocks.
Colorless.
That'd be sick.
That'd be badass.
See? Hire me, Watsy. See, look, I got
spell
all the
grounds artifacts.
Wayfarer's Bauble.
Oh, God. All
right, never mind.
You know what? Shit like this, man.
I quit.
Don't
no
hire
I'm
him.
Done.
Hey,
don't hire
spell ground fucking artifacts. I'd love to see, you know, like Felwar Stone. Shit like that.
Kill yourself. Right.
Yeah, I'm just looking at him.
I know.
I'm trying to run this shit, and you guys are. Yeah.
Because he wants to suck Mitch's cock.
I know. I was gonna let you run with it for a lot longer, and I, you know what? And then
go
you
ahead,
just stopped.
He was like, "Oh, Mitch,
Amen.
Let me stroke the balls.
I'm not
stroke
I'm not
the chef. Gurgle the gravy."
I was at our LGS yesterday for Commander. I showed up to try and find some cards for that Geo hook that Geo was hooking me up with.
Yeah,
but I just got to order them online because you know, I just don't have everything. But what was I going to say? Oh, yeah. So I was talking about it, whatever. I was telling Perry whatever, and then one of the guys over there, I whooped Perry and his ass with his own deck with Yidris. So I always call him trash and his deck trash. Well, I whooped his ass because I'm just a better Magic player.
Typical Tony.
Yeah, and then he found out that I mentioned, I was like, oh, yeah, we have a podcast, whatever. And Perry's like, yeah, listen to it or whatever. You know, so he goes, oh, what is it called? So, you know, I told him about it or whatever. And I was like, yeah. Then we started talking about like how we like do or whatever. I was like, yeah. Bob goes off. We talk about LSV. I was like, nah, it's not LSV anymore. Now it's Mitch. Better known as Bitch. And as soon as I said that, one of the other guys turned to look at me, and I was like, what? He goes, oh, nothing. It's like, what? It's because I called Mitch. It was because I was supposed to talk shit about Commander Quarters. He's like, nah, I just was surprised. Yeah, he's a bitch. What the fuck you want?
I mean, what do you expect the community to fucking do? I mean,
wait a minute. So he's like surprised you got mad about Mitch? Are you calling him a bitch?
It's
like one of those people like, why do you have a problem with him? He's like the greatest person in the world.
here's the problem, man. You know, not everyone's going to like everybody in the world. There's going to be people that are going to listen to our fucking podcast, call us misogynistic, homophobic, racist, fucking
sexist.
But those are all facts.
Over 30-something overgrown man babies that live in their mama's basement. We don't live in our mom's basement.
That's not a fact.
Not all of us over 30.
I can't.
Not all of us over 30.
I can defend that. I can't defend the first one. But that's fine. You know, whatever. You know, everyone like. I know you like Perp and Bad Boy and.
We call Mitch a bitch. We're promoting him. We're like, hey, look, go check out Commander Quarters, whatever. Check out how much of a bitch he is and how crappy he is at building $25 decks. So he had to go. You know what? I don't do $25 decks anymore. I do $50 decks
ever
now.
Ever since he went to $50, I haven't checked out a video. Cause you know
I
why?
Wouldn't either because they're all going to be under $50 because he has nothing to worry about because all his Wayfarer's baubles, all his fucking twigs, all his fucking other shit. won't fucking matter because another $50 or he can afford to put those in there and not have a problem.
But he
and
doesn't then put like bobble in all of them. Yeah, which is really weird.
Who cares?
Because it's still $2 or $3, man.
Yeah,
it's still
too expensive.
The point is now his decks that we call out are like, hey, that $25 deck is $47. That's under his $50 deck now, so it doesn't matter anymore. He goes, you know what? Back in all my videos from back when I said they were $25, just bump up to $50. Do that, and he's fixed himself.
Yep.
Easy. Now we can't complain about his bullshit deck building.
Because you know, when he goes, yeah, man, I had a lot of backlash, a lot of people saying that these decks weren't fucking the right pricing.
I guarantee you someone told him about us, and he listened to us, and he goes, oh, shit. These guys are calling
me
on my bullshit.
Every fucking episode, these motherfuckers are on my ass.
I think Gio got to him, right? I think Gio called him out on a bunch of his videos.
Yeah, Gio definitely did. That's like, say, us.
When you see
Degenerate Nation, man, they go after anybody, man.
Yeah, that's true, man. We got the fucking watchdogs. We got the Hounds of Hell in the D-Gen chat, boy. Holding them back on chains and shit.
Oh.
All right, so to round off 2020 from the fourth quarter, I'm guessing December, we're going to have a draft set for Commander.
Commander Horizon?
Hey, you know what? They listen to this fucking podcast.
Fuck yeah, they do.
Because they stole this shit.
They stole your idea.
From fucking Tony.
They stole your idea, Tony.
And his Commander Cube.
Yeah, probably.
They're going to bring out a fucking 70 or a 20 card pack.
Set.
Well, it's 20 cards per pack, but we don't know how large the set is.
They haven't posted it, but they're just saying that there are guaranteed 70 new commanders.
Yeah, 70 new commanders plus reprints.
Wow. But what I'm saying is not just 70 cards. It's
I know.
There's guaranteed 70 new legends, and that ones that are reprints, some of them according to, you know, Mr. Your Boy Sucks Dick on the Command Zone, that there are going to be planeswalkers that be new planeswalkers.
Yeah, there's guaranteed five new planeswalkers. They showed the fucking stupid-ass looking artwork for one of them.
Good idea, Tony.
Hey, I'm just saying.
Yeah, it was a good idea.
Well, we can call it here, man. Spoiler alert, Baron Sanghier is back.
Commander.
He never died. Bitch is immortal, remember?
I know.
All he needed was regenerate.
Can't die, bro.
But what I like the thing that, you know, Mr. Gavin fucking dumbass said, Gavin Sparks, he said that it's from all ranges. So that means the original Dominaria
all the
way to the new shit. So that means they can bring back characters. Giraffe can finally get his own fucking shit. I mean, he did already.
He's in the America deck.
Yeah, but he a better version of his ass.
To be fair, this first version had a tiny ass sword. At least his new version has an infinite combo. Just saying.
Yeah. But they're gonna bring, man. That's 70 new fucking. That's 70 new.
That's
hot.
That's 70 new legendaries.
70 new legends.
Well, are you gonna buy boxes?
Why? Just buy packs.
I might buy a box just to crack.
Just cracking one
because I want to see how the draft's going to work on
That's
this.
That's true.
20 card packs.
So they'll have like a couple of commanders in there or something?
The thing is like because there's not like there's a little bit of
information
on
there. They got 20 card packs.
20 card
packs. So they're going to at least minimum of 60 cards. So they're going to at least, if you get three, you can build a brawl deck. Technically,
yeah. Yeah, they're going to do it. Mm-hmm. Well, so
the mana base is going to be fucking really wonky, but.
Depends on what they give us for mana base. Yeah, what if they reprint all them badass fucking lands, dude?
What? We're getting shocks back. I mean, that's a given.
I bet, dude, all they have to do is put in some fucking set of fucking badass cards, like extended art.
This is on their article on Wizard of the Coast.
New Soul Ring Fool,
as you can check, whatever.
Yeah, if they're gonna reprint Soul Ring, it's gonna have the new artwork in there, and this is gonna be a chance for you to actually get a foil.
Thank you, parking lot.
Yeah,
but yours says promo.
Yours
and
says
mine says
star.
Promo,
and star.
And it's signed.
This shit's gonna be packed,
and I don't
print,
give a fuck.
Yeah, so according to them, it says it's a full set for Commander players. This draft meets Commander. It's over 70 brand new legends for you to build decks with, and it is awesome. I don't know about that one, but whatever. Commander Legends has 20 card packs with a foil and two legendary creatures in every single pack.
Ooh, yeah.
Okay, there we go.
They'll get closer.
You have a chance of pulling
three mythics.
Three mythics.
Yep. They'll get if closer. You do it right. Yeah.
That means these are money fucking lucky. Packs, man. I mean, some serious money packs.
Yeah. The details on how the draft will work, they'll release that information as they get closer to the release date. It works, but they say it works great, and you'll really feel like you've drafted a commander deck. These cards can range from any space and any time in the multiverse. They're legal in the Eternal formats, Legacy, Vintage, and Commander. It's larger than a normal set with something asked for Commander reprints and new cards alike. Tons of beloved planes and characters are represented, plus many new ones.
That
too.
Shit's going to sell, bro.
Here's the thing. You want to draft a fucking Commander Cube. You have 9 new sets coming out this fucking next year. You take all 9 sets, dump the duplicates, put all the fucking Soul Rings, Command Towers in a fucking separate pile, smash them all together, and fucking go at it.
I think it'll sell. It depends what they put in it, though. You're right. If they're going to put some hot lands.
No, I don't think so. Just the fact, because anyone can play Commander. It's not like Modern or Legacy where it takes it, like the whole thinking process between those two formats. Even between Standard and Modern, it's completely different. So with Commander, put it on vibrate, goddammit.
Now you might take a little peepee and get all right. Fucking start vaping.
Yeah, right. Start calling him daddy.
He'll start fucking. Oh.
He hasn't been drowning pool lately.
Drew.
He's
keeping his mouth away from the mic.
You know why?
I've learned.
Because he hasn't sucked on that vape that much.
That is true.
Yeah, bullshit. You're fucking blowing the cloud in my face.
Hey,
you want a cloud in your face?
Dude, blow that bomb once in a while. Fuck.
Hey, you know what they say back in the day, man, when they blow smoke in your face? You know what they want to do? They want to fuck.
Oh, God.
Is that the new form of sagging your pants now? What the fuck's going on?
Hey, man, that was back in the day, man. People would blow smoke in your face. They want to fuck.
This is before our time.
No wonder bad bitches always be blowing smoke in my face.
You know what? I think I read that in the Roaring Twenties. They used to do that shit.
Bad bitches.
I'll take a bad bitch. Oh yeah, I just got approved for my time off, so I get to go to Vegas.
You gonna look for a bad bitch?
Bad bitches, dude. I'm going with bad bitches.
When are you going to Vegas?
The 9th.
Watch out, Tony.
Hey, you gonna be going with some bad bitches, right?
Bad bitches.
I want to smell them fingers when you come back.
All right, bro. But I mean.
They're probably
smell like my dick more than my pussy.
These aren't coworkers or anything, are they?
They are coworkers.
Oh man, you're fucking.
Well, remember the company's bouncing at the end of the year.
I used to stick my fucking pin in the company everywhere I went, man.
Yeah, and you know what happened, bro? Once one of them called fucking sexual harassment on your ass.
I'm telling you, dude.
Thankfully, you weren't dumb enough to delete your shit.
Biffle done that too. It doesn't end well, bro. It just does. It never does.
Any well with me, bro?
I just walked off the job.
Yeah.
What do you mean, bro? All I did.
Hey, what do you mean it ended well with me, man? I got with my manager.
Oh, that's true, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I fucked the lead, and then, you know, I took her to a movie, then dumped her right in front of her house.
Yeah?
Yeah, I got called legendary by the asshole the whole store.
The legendary. Well,
speaking of legendary, so the name of this set, since we haven't actually mentioned it, is Commander Legends.
Yes.
Along with this set, we're getting 2 more Commander decks.
Yeah,
with 3 new cards.
Yeah.
Fuck.
So for the year...
Hype. Year, dude.
So for the year, it's 5, 7, 9 commander decks.
9 decks. Yeah.
And that doesn't,
in the year of 2020.
And that doesn't eliminate the actual regular commander decks.
Commander
either.
Decks, huh? Fuck. C20?
I mean, it can. Doesn't mean it
no, I think it is. I think it is.
No, C20?
It
probably does.
So no. We won't have officially have a C20.
C20, 2020?
Well, the five deck set is going to be C20.
Yeah, will be, yeah. That should
be
C20. But everything after that, we're just going to have, for a while,
two decks.
Kind of exciting, man. I'm not going to lie to you. Biffle kind of hype. There's always some cool shit. I think the Commander Legend thing is going to be badass. Watch. They're going to have fucking reprint a fucking Urborgs or whatever the fuck. Tomb of Yawgmoth. All that bullshit. You guys will like, oh, here's a foil. Or here's a fucking extended art. Or what about a mythic for that shit?
True.
Fuck. Like, you fools won't even try to buy those.
Nah.
No. I think the draft. See, here's the thing. It's a draft set.
Here's a problem with that, too.
That's all reprints.
Yeah, it's a draft set. It's gonna be reprints. There's gonna be 72 fucking
71.
Planeswalkers, or not Planeswalkers, but Legendaries. Okay, yeah, that you know how many boxes you're going to have to crack to get? It's going to be 24 packs in a fucking box. Okay? You get two per pack, so that's a total of fucking, what, 48 cards?
48. Yep.
And your duplications on that is still going to be at least 30%.
Duplication glitch.
So you're going to need 5-6 boxes just to fucking, just to get the 72 or 71 cards.
No, I don't know. Because they do the same thing they do with Dominaria, where they have uncommon legends. So that's the only way I can see it.
You got to look at it like
that's
this.
That's true, too.
When I opened up Modern Masters 1, to get my almost full complete set took 4.5 boxes.
That is true, but that one also included a random foil, which could be rare or mythic, but it was most likely going to be your common, and then one regular, rare, or mythic, whereas this one's guaranteed a foil. Like Modern Masters, all of them, but two guaranteed legends. Now, if those guaranteed legends, if they do the same thing they did with Dominaria, where they have mythic, rare, and uncommon legends, then the two spots reserved to legendaries can get you an uncommon, which most likely will happen or whatever. It just determines whether or not those two legends also take up the rare / mythic spot plus your foil. So if they do, then you're kind of fucked at that point. But if they don't, then you could potentially get 4 mythics, potentially.
Yeah.
Or but with this, because you're guaranteed two.
What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna crack a box. I'm gonna see what I get.
I guarantee you. I'll right. You won't get a set.
And go, hey, well, who needs what?
Yeah, you definitely won't get a set from one box unless you're the luckiest bastard on earth, which it can happen.
No, man, because that's only 48 cards. That's only
You're forgetting the foil.
Well, we also don't know how many packs are going to be in a box.
Yeah,
most likely with the way that wedge foil, that wedge box, guaranteed it's 24.
Well, that's what they call it, or whatever, because it's
because draft wise, it's going to be 24.
Yeah, probably the same as the other modern
as
Masters.
As Masters, 1, 2, 3, 24,
or
packs.
Even Commander Masters, even what's the other one? The other
Eternal
draft
Masters,
not Eternal, the one that failed has two sets of it.
Oh, Conspiracy.
Conspiracy was also 24.
And Modern Horizons.
Yeah, Modern Horizons. Commander
the only Horizons. Thing that's thrown me off is they're 20 card packs. Like,
well, I mean, they
how is that going to fit into
these
the?
Are gonna throw
because
some...
you need three packs to build a full deck.
Yep,
a 60 card. Yeah.
A 60 card deck.
That's a year away, right?
Yes.
But yeah, we're talking over a year.
All right, Biffle can put a prediction. They can put some fucking fat ass box topper bullshit on there, and they're gonna make everybody be like, "Oh, we gotta get it just for that."
I don't think it's gonna be a box topper. I think it's gonna be the fucking mythic pack, like they did with fucking Eldraine.
You get five or whatever.
You get one for buying a box, and they're going to sell those fucking packs.
And then
they're
special art.
So 15 fucking foil and alternate arts. Dude, come on, man. They're not going to sell for fucking $29.99. They're not going to sell for $39.99. They're probably going to go for $59.99.
Mm-hmm. Probably. But, I mean, this is honestly probably the biggest cash grab since Modern Horizons. Like, Modern Horizons was probably their, you know, the
greatest. Oh, you mean
Commander greatest.
Horizons? Yeah.
Yeah, Commander
they
is
know
probably
Commander
their greatest.
Sells, bro. They know Commander
yeah,
sells.
Of course.
It's about time that fucking WotC realized that Commander is here. It's not going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And they need to get the cards to those players. Otherwise, they're just fucking missing out on the fucking boat.
Yep.
I'm sorry. Standard is fucking dead.
Standard is hella dead.
Straight dead, bro.
Correction, Paper Magic Standard is dead. Arena's taken
you
over.
You go looking at fucking our local LGS fucking both stores. Nobody shows up for fucking Standard.
That's why I said paper. Paper version of
I mean, there might be places down south or whatnot or up north where they still get some.
Nah, dude, they're getting wrecked by Oko.
Yeah. Dude, according to an article, Oko is wrecking all formats.
All of them, bro.
He's just going through every single format.
Hey, you know what format he's not destroying?
Commander.
93-94, baby. Because he don't
you
exist.
Watch
him come in 1994 and just turn your soul rings and your black lotuses to elks. 3-3 elks.
When was the last time a card fucking went all hot like that in every format?
I was going to say True Name, but he wasn't Modern Legal.
Never
Hogak.
Hogak.
No, Arclight Phoenix.
Yeah,
Arclight Phoenix bled from Standard to Modern, and then it made all the way to Vintage before they were like Vintage is too powerful, so it'll stay in Legacy. And then Legacy is like, you might not be good here, bro. Other than that, probably
Jace the Mind Sculptor.
See, that's where I was going to jump. Yeah, I was thinking Mind Sculptor.
The one that's had a straight impact out the pack, Jace the Mind Sculptor.
So Oko going to get that Banhammer?
Yeah.
Real quick, huh?
No.
Right now, I'm sorry, man. Watsi's not going to ban Oko for a while. You know why?
Because
it's fucking pack sales, bro. They just got through banning some cards from there.
Yeah, and he's hot as fuck on the pack.
Did they ban a new card?
Well, whatever fuck they banned.
Field of the Dead.
They're not going
to. That's not a new card.
But they're not going to ban.
Notice how they did that, though. M20 comes out. It was obviously going to be a problem. They waited to a new set to come out, and then they banned something from the previous set.
To be fair, no one saw Field of the Dead coming. All of a sudden, some guy put Golos into the deck. And then it became a problem.
Oh,
the thing with Oko was already a problem along with Field of the Dead, but Oko was being held back because he couldn't. Cool, I make a 3/3 elk. You're like, cool, I play three lands, I make 3 2/2s. I play this dude, I make another 2/2. Play Escape Shift, make 10 2/2s.
Also,
they're
fucked up making that shit a plus. That's what
it was plus makes.
Oh no, man! Every time I look at the card, it makes me. I'm like.
It doesn't make any sense, but the way the deck works, it synergizes really well, and it's hard to beat. Plus, you know, it's the meme. You get an elk.
Everybody gets an elk.
It's too powerful.
So, that's Ellen DeGeneres.
That's Oprah.
Oh,
I thought Ellen DeGeneres.
That bitch is doing shit like that, too.
Well, she is. She's handing out, like, free shit on her show, but Oprah did it first.
Yeah. You get a new car.
I do that for my DJs.
Oprah was the first one to be like, everybody in the audience right now is going home with a new home, new car, new fridge.
Everyone gets a new washer and dryer. Everyone gets a promo
song.
All I gotta
say is, do you think Stedman was a stupid ass for fucking leaving Oprah?
Yep.
Yes.
Dude, don't act stupid, parking lot.
No,
you know that Stedman, he's what the equivalent of what a beard is to a fucking gay dude. Right?
A beard.
Or whatever the fuck they call him. Where he's up front, bro. Oprah ain't fucking him. She's fucking her friend. What's her name? Robin or... I don't know what the fuck her name is.
Come on,
she has a best friend that she's always kicking it with.
We all know Oprah's fucking Ellen, all right?
Ellen DeGeneres.
She ain't fucking Stedman, bro.
Or as we used to call her, Aaron.
Did he get any money?
Ellen DeGenitals.
Did he get any money?
Yeah, he got paid.
He got shut up money.
Yeah.
Like, he got much. Some serious paid
now
money.
Now you can go fuck all the dudes he wants, bro.
Yep. Yeah. You're not wrong.
Hey, you know what? Oprah, come my way, baby. Come my way.
Yeah.
I suck your toes.
What about Ellen, bro?
Suck her fingers.
You know? For Oprah money? I'd suck her toes.
No, for Ellen money, bro.
No,
I suck her toes.
Yeah. Gotta suck her fingers, bro. You know what how much snatch she been in?
Yeah, I know.
What about Dr. Phil, bro?
She might put a foot job in that motherfucker, though.
Yeah, you might. Yeah, you're probably right, bro. Well, that tongue, dude.
What about Dr. Phil? You do it for Dr. Phil money?
Hell no. Dr. Phil,
Dr. Phil ain't worth shit.
Hey, give me a hell no.
Give me a hell no. Dr. Phil, I don't like the way you're talking to me real quick.
So,
man.
What about Steve Harvey? You do it for that Steve Harvey money?
Bro,
Family Feud money? Come on, bro. That ain't nothing.
20K, bro? No, I'm good, bro.
You good? Right,
20K,
20K, bro.
All right, spit it out, parking lot.
I mean, 2020 is the year for Commander.
Hey,
that's all I got to say.
2020.
2020.
Can't believe you don't know that fucking homeboy died, man. Jesus.
He's white.
I should have woke up to that and it made me sad.
I was legit sad.
I like, woke up. I was like, I'm going to go
Facebook.
What the fuck? Like, this man died. I was like, no fucking way.
Come on, man. He was a black Jesus.
Yeah.
See, that I've never seen.
Because you're white. Jesus.
That's good. Yeah, because I'm white. Yeah.
He wasn't in Sweet Home, Alabama?
I don't think there's anybody black in Sweet Home, Alabama.
What? Sweet Home, Alabama? No black people? The fuck?
What the fuck kind of movie do you watch?
How the fuck you go to Alabama without seeing a black man?
Seriously, it's
the
South.
That's the movie. I don't know.
Roll Tide.
It's like saying you watch Brokeback Mountain and didn't see the gay cowboys.
Yeah.
You watched that movie too?
No, I never seen that one actually.
I was
called Brokeback Mountain in high school. But
yeah, you were.
I was. A lot of people thought I was fucking gay.
That's the reason why Heath Ledger died, bro.
People think you're gay?
They thought he was gay in high school.
Yeah?
Because I was never with a chick. I didn't date in high school. I didn't bother.
He was asexual.
No,
I was a horny-ass bastard, but I had no way with women, so I just didn't
try.
Don't
you start the asexual shit, right?
All right, guys, man. We got Patreon. We got one and $5 tiers, man. If you want a specialty tier where Biffo calls you late at night. whisper sweet nothings into your ear like.
And Bimble's been tired lately. Listen, he might not be late at night. Listen, might be on my lunch break.
He goes like this. Listen to Mitch. He wants you to buy Wayfarer's Bauble. Or better yet, go over to Wedge. So he can have you buy Ixidors for $100
This is lies, bro.
Shit. This is all lies and propaganda. I will vouch for Commander Quarter, but will not vouch
so,
for
Wedge. But yeah, but if you also become a Patreon, we can invite you to DJing chat where you get to talk magic, bitches, honey, gay people, anything.
Yeah, man, I've been slow. I've been slow on the honeys the last couple of days.
Bullshit. I legit
that, hold on,
fucking,
that was slow?
That was bullshit.
How many did I post up today?
Today? I don't know.
Probably
I haven't
zero.
Looked today.
Probably
that
zero.
Was in the shower drying herself off.
Yeah. God.
Hey, what about the vampire one?
No, fuck the vampire. It's all about the Asian that was split on the dick.
Oh, yeah. You guys like that one? Yeah.
Bro, Spankmaster blasted over
all
here.
For all for a dollar.
All for a dollar, bro.
MTG Finance.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. The guys talk about buyouts.
Life
they fucking,
skills.
Yep.
You want to know how to cook meth?
Hey, yeah. Also, if you want some of the best bud, I mean,
yeah.
Edibles.
Want some
shrooms. Do it for a dollar?
That's
pure fucking value, dude.
Yeah. All right, guys. We also got Facebook. We got Instagram. We got Twitter.
Fuck, yeah.
Also, check us out.
Yeah, also, keep a lookout. We'll be doing our Commander game, I don't know, soon, I guess.
Yeah, for next week.
Hey,
yeah.
Bibble came prepared, bro.
Yeah, but
I got to add mine in.
Yeah, I don't have all my shit.
That's right.
I got all my shit. Just got to put it in the deck.
Yeah. Don't trip.
Whatever.
Hey, you're going to fucking lose anyway.
Who stanked your ass last time? I don't hear your fucking problem.
Hey,
right,
what
bro?
What do you mean, bro? I wouldn't last.
Yeah,
I didn't lose.
Uh-huh.
So, with that, this is Earl Grey.
It's Miss Worldwide, darling.
Still undefeated, Bibble.
Parking lot.
Oh my god.
All right, man, we'll see you in the next one.
Later.
Dude, people thought you were gay?
Yeah
shut the
oh,
fuck
yeah.
up.
In high school, they thought I was gay. Straight up.
They saw you sucking that vape full.
Vape didn't even exist back in the day.
I didn't get into vape until after I was off of drugs.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, parking lot, what's this shit say? Fucking dick flavor?
Yeah, something like that.
Fucking queer.
Queer.